But anyway, here we are.
Yeah.
Alberto got a new mic.
I didn't get a new mic. Same mic as always.
Oh, look who's here.
Alyssa,
hello.
Hello, good morning.
Let's move Alyssa over
what
here.
What did I miss?
Good morning.
Boom, there she is. She likes to be up on top there. So get up top.
On top of Eddie?
On top of Eddie.
On top of Eddie, because we're twins again.
Well, we are.
Oh, I'm the outlier.
I wore my shirt today.
Oh, look at you.
Yeah, Alberto, you messed up.
No, I didn't get the memo. Is it on the Apple Notes?
Yep.
No.
Sure is. You missed it.
I'll buy myself an iPad or something so I can get
keep
wise.
Up on the...
Yeah.
No, I didn't put it on there. All right, let's see. Nobody knows what's going on today, Tom. All right.
Made there. A good pre-show, though.
Three, two...
Whoa.
Oh, what the?
No, my laptop did.
Oh, man.
Hold on.
Damn,
that's
well, better now than in the show.
Right? Wait, hold on. Let me. Because I have it sitting on something. Just where I have it is too low.
Yeah, I thought she was
so
skydiving.
I have it sitting. And it fell backwards. It fell backwards, and I was like, whoop.
She,
that would have been a good one for a little clip. Oh, if man. We were live.
I mean, it'll make the pre-show. Don't worry.
Oh, I'm sure it will.
It just fell backwards.
Are you okay? Oh, you didn't fall. It was your camera.
I didn't fall. My laptop fell.
Well, good thing it's still working.
It didn't actually. It just went like kind of was falling, and I caught it. You know, like where the keyboard is. That's where I caught it from. So it wouldn't fall back.
Well, okay. We're off to a good start. Let's keep it rolling. Eddie, don't be falling down either, okay?
Oh, my gosh.
I'm not going to go anywhere.
All right.
Yeah, look at his chair.
Oh, okay. He's going to flip backwards.
Right.
We're going to see the bottom of his feet.
Eddie's going to fall behind
Eddie,
him.
Eddie, do you have shoes on at least? We don't want to see your bare feet on camera.
See the bottom of his soles.
I do have shoes on.
All the calluses
on shoes? I hope he has pants and underwear on.
Get taken off YouTube. All right. Welcome back to the M25 show. My name's Albert.
My name is Eddie.
I'm Alyssa.
And I'm Steve.
Good morning, y'all.
Almost started the show without no intro.
Right?
Almost started a show without no Alyssa.
Really? Yeah.
That's true. We almost lost her. I didn't know. Right. I thought she was skydiving there for a second.
Her studio
remember I
collapsed.
Told you I was thinking about it a lot. And she's all, well, is something bad going to happen? Maybe that was it. Yeah.
That was it. See?
She's going to do a flip. Okay. I need to start off the show. Something about you, Alyssa. Okay. Is that okay with you?
That's fine.
Okay.
Whatever.
Everything. We're all open about everything here, right?
It's always about Alyssa.
Yeah.
Okay.
Eddie and I are just chopped liver.
If I was at work, I'd be like, what did I do now? What did I mess up? Did I fuck something up?
Okay, I don't know if I text Alyssa or Alyssa texts me, and anyway, she texts me and goes, "Oh, I forgot to send you a birthday, happy birthday, right?" And
I said, "Oh my god,
I can't believe I forgot your birthday."
No, that's not the thing. Okay, well, let me get this out of the way first. I'm usually not hurt by women, but this one hurt, and I'm over it now. It's all good. But the thing is she was telling me that it was the same date of your dad's anniversary. Thing and
passing.
And I wanted to say that I'm sorry about that, and that's something special for you because it's your dad, and I think that should be something that we talk about more than my birthday, because you know, hopefully I'm around for another one and stuff, but you know, your dad was around too. And you know what, and she said, you know how Alyssa does things by herself, you know, it's like she puts cars together and puts ceiling fan, all that stuff. And I imagine her dad probably taught her that. Is that correct?
Yep. As a kid, he always tinkered. We always call him like Fred Sanford from Sanford and Son.
Okay.
Always had all kinds of stuff. He was a welder. We went to the swap meet all the time. He was always making something, working on something. And he was like, why are you going to pay somebody to fix something when you can fix it yourself? Mm-hmm. So as a kid, me, I was always like interested in like, how does that work? How does this work? What do you, you know? So I would always follow him around, wow. You know, and he'd be out there make, you know, changing brakes and I'm watching him, or I'd had to be, I was the one that had to bleed the brakes, or he showed me how to, you know, he just showed me a lot of things, you know, how to change things, how to change, you know, outlets and light switches and all that stuff. So I thank him for making me not dependent on a man. I'm not going to go into like gender roles, but I mean, not having to depend on somebody to do shit for me.
A man or anybody.
Correct. Yeah. Like the other day, my vacuum was clogged. So I took the whole thing apart and unclogged it, put it all back together. Had to like remove the hoses and everything.
It might roll all lumpy and stuff, but you fixed it, right?
No, it works good now.
I'm just kidding. Anyway, I wanted to talk about that because that's a big thing in somebody's life. Maybe not to somebody else because it's not mm-hmm. their mom or dad or whatever, but you never know until it happens to you how special yep. something that is. So I just wanted you to know that I knew, and I'm sure Alberto and Eddie know, so... That's what we do here. We take care of each other because nobody in this world takes care of us.
Right.
Even our listeners, they don't care about nobody but themselves.
Yeah, classic Steve. Beat up on the listeners.
But it's something that now I won't forget because it was on my birthday, and Alyssa won't forget me now. Because
And that's what we said. See, I'll always remember your birthday now.
Maybe that's why the Prince was coming on so much. It was something. I'd go, what the hell does this mean? I've heard, you know, I hear Prince on the radio, but not like this. I would go to the store, hear it, get out of the car, get something, come back in. And, you know, the song's over already. And then the song, it's another Prince song or the same song.
Do you want to hear something? Do you want to hear something weird?
I love it.
Prince died on my dad's birthday.
Okay. I guess I broke Steve.
Isn't that weird?
Yes, it is. Okay, you know what? This is...
That's why you're hearing Prince, because it's around the anniversary of my dad, and Prince died on my dad's birthday. It's all connected.
You see? I knew something was going on. I hear Prince once in a while. I mean, you know, he's on the radio. People play him. But just in the past week or so... Whenever I messaged you, it started happening.
Yeah, that's why I'll never forget what day Prince died.
On your dad's birthday. When's this? April 21st.
2016. Is it your son's birthday?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, wow.
April 21st.
It's all connected.
Oh, no. Yep. This is, Alberto, if you say that's when you were born, I'm going to fall over this chair.
What are we doing? What are the 6 degrees of separation from Kevin Bacon? Yeah. We have dates all connected.
Everyone's all connected somehow. Yeah.
So.
Yes.
But crazy.
You know, I don't want to bring the show down about death or nothing, but Eddie, I was talking to Eddie a little bit before the show. And if you don't mind us, if I say that, Eddie, that, you know, your mother passed away. And I don't know when, but I know she did.
What day? And, so it's connected to me.
Oh, Eddie, when was
June. In June.
June what?
June, I can't remember. I think it was the 12th, I think.
Okay, so it was mid-June.
Of this
it was
year?
In June. No. Of
2012. Oh, okay. So it's been 11 years.
Anybody got anything going on with June? Nope. Okay, before we move on.
No.
Oh, you do?
No.
Mm-hmm. Oh. What's going on in June, Alyssa?
My dad died June 23rd.
Oh. See, June 2012. Oh, what's 12 and 12?
24.
And you take away one?
Okay, now you're stretching it.
No.
He died in... That's my real dad. My real dad died June 23rd, 1990.
Okay. Is this the one we're talking about?
No, that's my stepdad. My stepdad passed away on the 23rd.
Okay. Were you close to... Well, you know you're close to the one that...
Yeah, my dad lived in Georgia.
Your real dad?
My real dad. You know, okay. I was 18 when he passed away. But I've been with my stepdad since I was 5.
People listening on the podcast and watching, hey, this is life, and you know, things happen to not just you all, but to us too.
We didn't plan this. It's just the way the conversation goes.
Yeah, don't worry. We're going to talk about some other stuff in just a few minutes, but I wanted to get these out because I was talking to Eddie about something like that, and I knew his mom passed before, and I know Alyssa because she was, when I was texting her, she was telling me. And Alberto,
well, this is a good time anyways because this is our last show before Dia de los Muertos.
Day
of the Dead, Steve.
Day of the Dead.
Steve's
which is Wednesday.
Steve's favorite holiday.
Day of the Dead?
Is Wednesday, November 1st.
Okay, I still don't understand that. That's when you go eat a lot of food on the cemeteries, right? Is that what it is? I don't understand. Eddie, explain to me once.
Way to open it up,
Alyssa. You remember the people you lost. Yeah. It's more of a...
You just remember the past, the people that have passed, loved ones.
And I mean, I don't know if you've ever watched Coco.
The gymnastic?
The movie Coco, the Disney movie Coco.
I haven't.
It's an animated feature.
I've seen.
more on the Dia de los Muertos. And a lot of people make, some people call it altars. Like I'm sure Eddie also calls it an ofrenda, which is, you know, you do like an altar and you put everybody's picture that has passed and you put like their favorite items next to them. Their favorite things, because we believe on Dia de los Muertos, those souls come back, and to have their things there that are their favorites, they're more likely to come back to like your house and visit you. And
I think that's really cool. And but
it's kind of like to honor the person that passed away.
And I love it. I love that thing, the meaning. But how come the people dress up with the scary faces, or they paint their faces like scary,
like the sugar skulls?
I don't know, they
in Mexico they'll do like a skeleton head, like a skull, and they're called sugar skulls with the paintings and the colors and, you know, and the stuff on their face. It's just a symbol of
death.
Uh-huh.
Wow. I was wondering, because you know, you see people,
it's a celebration.
Yeah, it's a celebration of their life.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, all right. I'm not making fun of it, guys. I don't want you guys to jump on me. I remember talking about it, and
you're actually more well behaved now that Alyssa's here and she explains it. Eddie knows it. We have our PTSD over trying to explain it to you in previous years.
Well, no, because the way Eddie explained it, he said like you have to get like a Alyssa. He said you had to get like a big caravan of people in lowriders and go up to the cemetery with like Thanksgiving dinners and stuff like that.
He did not say that.
And then sit Indian style around all the thing. And I'm like, wait a minute, what Indian style?
Eddie did not say that either.
Yes,
you probably see the orange passed carnations. Away,
yes.
Like,
what's that?
You probably see those orange like carnations around a lot.
The orange color. What's the orange mean? Is that
it's just the color meaning, right? A lot of people use. Yeah, I don't know the significance of the color, but that's the flower that they use during Dia de los Muertos. You'll see it like on the streets. People on the corner are selling them. A lot of people use it to decorate their ofrendas.
Interesting, Eddie. Do you do that?
Do I do it? I don't go all out like that, but.
I'm just wondering if there's no right or wrong answer.
I don't go all out like that.
Yeah.
We do celebrate it. We go up to the cemetery. My mom.
Alberto, do you do that?
No.
Do you mind? Oh, okay.
No,
do you mind if I... Do you have anybody important? Not important, but a passing that you would like? No?
No.
He's one of the lucky ones to have anybody that's passed away yet.
I have. Don't worry.
Oh. Yes, he has, but no, you don't want to let us know about that. Okay, all right. So he doesn't want to know. all right, well, I'm still lucky to have my parents today, you know. I've had some scares, but I could understand. You know, I understand, but I don't know how it's going to feel until it happens. But, you know, it's eventually going to happen, so I'll know that feeling you all feel, and anybody listening that's lost a parent feel. You know, you can always say, I know how you feel, but you really don't know until it happens, right?
Yeah. Was it 2 weeks ago we were talking about it, and it's and we said the two things that are definite in life, and that's taxes and death.
Yeah. Yep. Is that true? Was that the true quote?
Something like that.
Because remember, I thought it was a different, it was, what was it, taxes and death?
Mm-hmm. Death and taxes, okay. Usually.
Okay, yeah. It wasn't birth and death or something like that.
No.
Okay, hey, I admit when I'm wrong. Very rare, but I'll admit it. I was wrong, okay?
We're all born to die.
We're all born to die. We all die to live, too. Isn't that another saying?
Yeah.
Ah, man. Well... Alberto,
yeah.
You see, I don't like putting people on the spot, but it's hard to say, hey, Alyssa, is it okay if I ask you about something very personal? Or yeah. Eddie, is it okay if I ask you? I get to Alberto and I don't want him to blow my ass off the microphone.
No.
You can ask, but.
I mean, just my dad died. What are we going on now? Almost 18 years? 17 and a half, so.
Well, see, so we had a minus 17 years. My dad was 17 years on the 23rd.
See, mm-hmm. I told. Remember that minus one? Alberto was the minus one. Now it's together. Now it's complete.
It's all six. What is it? Six.
Don't
six
say
feet of separation.
Yes.
Is that what it's called?
Yes. Yes. See, these boxes look like we're really close, but we're 6 feet apart.
Miles apart. COVID.
We're 6
miles
apart.
I said it.
Yeah, that's great. We're gonna get our label.
Sorry.
Now.
See, you know, we had an actual good. Show until Alyssa's gonna get it canceled now.
Oh, okay. Okay, cut the show. We'll start over.
Oh God!
Who's here? Happy birthday, belated birthday, Steve. Hello, everyone, and Alberto. Is that a Ramon?
That's
probably
out of lockup.
We do it for my brother. Oh, okay. I think it is Ramon.
Yeah, it's Ramon.
You know, I see posts. I don't know if you guys follow our friends with Ramon on Facebook. Alyssa, I don't know if she even knows who Ramon is. Does she, Alyssa?
I don't think so.
I'm sure he follows you.
He was on before she was on, so.
Okay.
When we used to have him on.
Yeah, I know he said his brother passed away. I always see it every year when his, I don't know if it's his birthday or the day he passed. And I don't know if he's ever talked about it when he's came on his few times. I can't remember what happened, because I know he was young.
It was a... I mean, I don't know. I won't say it because I don't know if Ramon wants me to say it, but I do know the circumstances.
You know what?
It wasn't good. It was tragic.
A sudden? Yeah, okay. Sudden.
It shouldn't have happened. I'll say that much. I mean, if Ramon's, if I see it on the comments, I can say it, then that's, or he wants to write it down, I can read it, but.
All right, Ramon, if you're there and would like us to talk about it a little bit, or Alberto, let us know. He was in a car accident. Wrong way driver.
Got it.
Yeah. It was, I forget if it was drunk or not,
driver.
But it was,
yeah, so see a drunk driver.
Yeah.
Drunk driver?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
That's sad. Sorry to hear about that.
You know, and those are the hard deaths. You know, I mean, like, when I talk about my dad, he was 76. You know, okay, that's acceptable. I'm sure with Alyssa, your dad was older. You know, you can accept that. But when you lose somebody you love and they're young and it shouldn't have happened. I mean, I assume that's just much harder.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And my dad was in his 60s.
I mean, that's still kind of young.
Yeah. My mom was 69.
Yeah, but even, I understand, like, when somebody's older, a loved one, whether it's a relative, parent, or whatever, and they're, you know, 50s, 60s, 70s, versus somebody who's maybe a teenager. And dies unexpectedly or something or an accident or like you said, yeah, hit by a drunk driver, mm-hmm. which is shouldn't happen because, you know, that's why there's a law against drinking and driving.
Yeah.
Because
well,
you
listen to this. This is what he writes. Driver was convicted to 1 year of prison, got out after 6 months, and he ended up passing away and died in the same hospital and the same room. And died of the same injuries.
In the same room?
Same room.
Is his brother that passed?
Mm-hmm. It must have been like the emergency room.
How did he get in the car?
Did he crash? Maybe. Have another crash? Or
was it
probably?
Somebody.
That's
hit
just
him?
All it says.
I don't know.
That's all it says. He died of the same injuries.
Ramon, did somebody hit him?
Karma, I think. In my eyes, that's karma right there.
Hopefully it wasn't he did it again. He was out drinking and driving, and this time he died because he could have killed somebody else.
He was hit by an elderly couple jaywalking.
Oh, he was jaywalking in the... Oh. Yeah.
Yep.
He only got a year?
That's what I'm saying, karma. He didn't get what he deserved, so in the end he did.
Oh. Out after 6 months? Wow.
Yeah. So he...
And for taking
a life. The justice system didn't give him what he deserved. So...
I know some people...
I know people aren't religious, but I'm going to say God did.
Involuntary manslaughter? Isn't that involuntary manslaughter?
It depends on if it's like your first DUI death, it could be manslaughter. But if once it's after, not first death, but first conviction, first DUI conviction, if it's your second conviction, it's murder.
So even manslaughter, isn't that, that's more than 1 year, isn't it?
You would think, yeah.
Because for one, you're drinking and driving. And then if you kill somebody, it's manslaughter because you didn't plan on, even though you're drinking, and you know, you're not supposed to, you were drinking and under the influence and you didn't plan on going, I'm going to go hit somebody and kill them.
Right.
So, but manslaughter, I thought was automatic.
Like 15 years.
Yeah. Like 15, you know how they say like 15 to life, which means you're not going to do life. You'll do at least 15 and then
maybe
sometimes like, seven. Yeah.
If you look it up, it will pop up on Whittier Daily News. Oh, it was in Whittier.
Was it that one guy, the one guy recently that killed four people in Pepperdine?
Oh, they filed the wrong charges.
Did they go for too much, I guess?
They filed the wrong charges. So what did they think he was doing?
Well, no, I maybe it sounds like, when it could have been a manslaughter, but they went for murder. You know, sometimes they'll do that. They'll go for too much. And then a jury will just say, you know what? I mean, we don't think this, like, murder's premeditated, and, so that's probably what happened. The prosecutor just went for too much, should have.
So because they went for too much, then they said, oh, we can't give them that much time?
I don't know.
Yeah, maybe. Who knows?
Prosecutor went for the home run and...
We only got to second base. Mm-hmm. First base.
Oh, man. Well...
That sucks.
Well, about that, Ramon. We're talking about this because it is Halloween, and it's not a downer show, but more of a... like for Alyssa, I'm looking at the good things that she learned from her dad, the cool things that I notice about her. Eddie, I know Eddie's a quiet guy in my eyes, and I know him off the show, and not very an emotional guy, but he hurts just like all of us, and I feel for him. I know his character, and this is a little more outgoing, so she's more, you can look at her and she's always talking, so you probably already know how she is. Eddie's not too much, so
I think I got a lot of that from my mom too.
She's was kind of
quiet. Yeah, she was laid back, quiet,
stoic,
very very respectful, very very nurturing.
Oh, sorry guys. Sorry.
Oh my God, Alyssa!
her man.
Where's your boyfriend at? Is he under the
table? No, it's the baby. The baby must be doing something, and they told him no.
Oh, I was gonna say, Alyssa, tell your boyfriend to go get out under the table and leave you alone.
I was gonna say, Alyssa might be giving him a Basic Instinct show underneath the camera. He got excited.
He's like, yeah.
No, I'm actually facing the wall. There's nobody in here. I'm like in the dining room and they're in the living room, so.
Anybody want to read the next comment?
Well, it says, he blamed my sister, who's been through a lot. Made us sit through the trial. Was tough, man. I don't know who blamed his sister.
The guy who
the drunk driver?
Accused. The drunk driver, yeah.
Why would he blame his sister? Oh, he blamed his sister.
No, he blamed Ramon's sister. Because I guess in the car was Ramon's sister and brother.
Oh,
They had gone to get something, and they were on the way back home, and it just happened, close to their house. It, I don't know the exact.
So they know who it was.
Well, so they knew. They were friends.
Oh, they knew each other.
No, I don't think they knew the guy.
So the drunk driver, why would he blame his sister? Because she was just in the car?
Well,
because
she was driving the other car, and then he was trying to say that. I guess she was making a mistake. She turned too early. I don't know what.
It
was her fault the way she was driving that caused the accident. Right, which, okay. You know.
Oh, so the brother wasn't driving. He was a passenger.
Yeah, he was.
Oh, okay.
Maybe she was making a turn or something, and he was on the wrong side and hit her. If I remember correctly,
I think he's speeding or something, just driving recklessly, and then she made her turn. Like she was allowed to, and then he just hit them.
Yeah, he probably T-boned her, and the brother being the passenger.
He was probably the impact. The drunk driver was probably going something like, oh, she couldn't just wait, even though she probably had the right of way.
She didn't see me.
I know there was another case nearby this area that there was a driver, and she was driving drunk, and then she hit a jaywalker. And, you know, of course, you know, the lawyer's going to say, you know, well, if the person wasn't jaywalking, nothing would have happened. But, you know, still, right. If your client's not drinking and driving, your client probably sees a pedestrian quicker. So,
Alyssa,
yep.
Keep reading.
I'm fine talking about it because I know people go through tragedies no matter the age of the person. But anytime I can talk about my little brother, I'll do it.
Does it get to a point when you lose a loved one where you want to talk about it because it's comforting. It makes you feel better. You know, I'm sure there's maybe a time where, you know, hey, you don't want to talk about it because it's new and stuff like that. But does it ever come to a point where you want to talk about it because it's like you're talking and, you know, remembering good times and stuff like that?
I don't think it's that you want to talk about it. I think it just gets easier to talk about it.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay.
It's kind of like you don't get over it. You just learn to, and you don't, I'm trying how to figure out how to say it.
You accept it at some point, you know, it's.
Yeah, you, because there's, what is it, 5 stages of grieving, and everybody grieves differently. But after a while, you just kind of you learn to live with it. You never get over it.
Yeah, you never get over it.
But you learn to live with it.
There's always something that
you always want the person there, especially if it's somebody close, like a parent. I mean, you always want your parents there, but
does it ever like get to a point when you're talking about things, but it's like funny things and have fun things, and you don't mind talking about it, or I'm trying to understand. I mean, of course you don't want to talk about.
Oh, remember? Yeah.
I mean, I'm trying to think. I don't think Steve, and Eddie have lost like a friend, you know. But, you know, you get that, you know, when you lose a friend, you get together with the other friends and you just start talking about the fun stuff you had back in the days, you know, funny stories and stuff.
Yeah, you know, I have a friend that passed away.
You might be like that, like with your friends and stuff. Then you go home by yourself and you start thinking about other stuff. And, you know, that's hard. But, I mean, it's just, like I said, you kind of learn to accept it.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes you're even driving and you listen, there's a song comes on that reminds you of that person that she used to like this song. It reminds you. It's just, you never forget. There's always something that reminds you of them.
Oh, man. You know, like I said, I have both my parents, and you know, I've had some scares. I don't know, I haven't really talked to Alyssa about it too much, but with Eddie and Alberto, they've known me longer, so they kind of know. So, and I have in the back of my mind, you know, when it happens, you know, I'm going to have a rough... I know, I'm not saying nobody else has a rough time, but I know that's going to be rough on me. I know I seem to be like I don't care about things and stuff like that, but, you know, I do. I have a family outside of the show, and just like everybody else, and it lingers on me because I know, you know, it's not going to be good for me, but... you know, maybe helping me talk to you guys about it is
the circumstances of the death is always a factor. It's a huge factor. If you've got a parent who's been sick or who has, you know, has something that they're in pain and they're suffering, and you know they've had it for a while, you're able to come to terms with okay, this is going to happen soon. Mm-hmm. Let me prepare. You're able to prepare. You're able to say the things you want to say. You're able to, you know, be able to prepare yourself to grieve that this is what's going to happen. When it's sudden, my dad was a sudden death and my stepdad was like a sudden death. There, you don't get that goodbyes. You don't get that last moments in preparation. So it's just the circumstances and how someone passes away, mm-hmm. which will help the person deal with it.
Okay, that you said that. I mean, Eddie, doesn't get did it. You know? You knew. You kind of knew it might happen.
My mom?
Yes.
Well, yeah. When she went in the hospital, she said she didn't want to be resuscitated or whatever. She
That's like my grandma.
So,
like Alyssa said, you kind of had some kind of feeling that it could happen.
Yeah, we knew.
Prepare yourself.
We knew, like when
and it's still hard.
When the doctor told us that, you know, if you want a stone plugger, it's going to be, could be an hour, could be a couple of days, and it was a couple of days, 2 or 3 days after they unplugged her, she passed.
All right, Alberto, did you know or?
Well, I mean,
it was coming.
I mean, I knew it was coming. I didn't expect it that day, and then. It was kind of sudden. He fell, and then he just never regained consciousness. It happened early in the morning, and then took him to the ER, and then that's where he passed.
So he fell down, hit his head?
I don't know. He might have, but I don't think that was it. It was all heart, lung, you know, cardiopulmonary problems. It wasn't a head hit, but I think that was pretty much it when he fell.
Mm-hmm.
So he
just trauma
from
you know, I think breathing. The paramedics mm-hmm. kind of resuscitated him. They took him to the ER, and then I guess he went out again, and they tried their best, but you know he was done. But I mean, it's I remember talking to somebody at that day. I'm out. You know, he was 48 when I was born. I spent most of my teenage years and my early 20s just waiting for him. I mean, this was going to happen, and it was going to happen soon. I kind of knew it, just the way he was, you know, smoking cigarettes all day, you know, almost all his life. I mean, and he had health problems for about 2 years. Like he couldn't work anymore. He couldn't really walk anymore without pain. And you know, I'm expecting it, but I wasn't expecting it that day. It just happened quick.
Yeah, and see, when my father-in-law passed away, but he had cancer. He was already diagnosed, and we knew it was coming. And still, when it happens, it sucks. It hurts.
Mm-hmm.
But it's a different circumstance, you know. You knew it was going to happen sooner or later.
Yeah.
Well, you see, people, Alyssa and Eddie and Alberto, that watch us. Think that we don't have hearts, or they just think we come on and we have hell of a life. We just laugh all the time. We have hurt too that happens to us in our lives.
Everybody's going through something.
Yes, that's why always be careful when you talking about somebody, whether it's in a bad way or whatever, because you don't know what they're going through. Right. And you know what, you're gonna. Something you're going to go through one day is going to happen, and you're going to remember that. And hopefully somebody isn't giving you shit or giving you a hard time or talking about you in a wrong way that they shouldn't be, because you just don't know. There's another thing. I people like that that talk shit on people for whatever reason, whether it's in the workplace or just friends or... it's like, why? Why? Why are you talking about this? They're not paying your rent or your house payment. They're not sucking your dick. You know, I mean, what do you get out of it of talking about somebody that's not even relevant to you? Mm-hmm. Just because you don't like them. If you don't like them, don't talk about them. Or just don't even look like they exist. Just don't even, you know, when I don't like somebody, I just forget about them. Because if I talk about them, it's going to make me think about them more. And I don't want to think about somebody that doesn't really, you know, maybe they just not my kind of person, you know. But I won't talk shit on them. I'll just like, okay, I don't need you. I just, you know, maybe I don't like the ways you do things and stuff, which is cool. But I'm not going to talk about you because I'll sit here talking about you all day and then you'll never be out of my mind.
Yeah.
Okay. So we missed a lot of comments here. This is our Halloween show, folks. And we're
it's our death show.
It's
our death show.
It's day of the death. Day of the Death, is that what it's called?
Day of the Dead.
Day of the Dead. Which, hey, it's like, I like it more if you say you're going to celebrate their life, mm-hmm. instead of saying, oh, they're dead.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, whether, like you said, if it's a parent or whatever, they raised you, they brought you into this world. If they didn't bring you to the world, like if it was a stepdad or something, they raised you and, maybe it feels better to say celebrating, to talk about them, all the funny things. And maybe you're right. When you go somewhere by yourself after you're done talking about it, you know, maybe you'll cry or you know, in a good cry, like remembering. But it's got to feel okay to talk the good things to people about somebody you love. I got to imagine that it has to feel good. I won't know until it happens, but I hope.
Yeah.
Like when I hear you talk about your... You learn things and this and that, you know. I'm like, oh, that's cool, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I didn't text you and say that's cool, but I text you and said, hey, you know, it shows. And, you know, because you tell us certain things that you do. And we're like, damn, she did that. And, you know, stuff like that. And I think it's cool.
Just don't take people for granted because you never know. You know?
Yes.
Don't take people for granted, especially people you love that you care about.
Halloween, is that a good time to talk about people passing? If it, you know, I think we're the first show who's ever done this, Alberto.
I doubt it, but.
Oh, okay. Well, just say yeah. Make me feel better.
Yeah, Steve, man. You got a good topic, man. We're on the way to the top.
Okay, so we missed a lot of comments here. So, Ramon, we're gonna go back up to you in a minute. We have a YouTube YouTuber that we very rarely get YouTube comments, but we do sometimes. And Eddie, you want to read, or somebody want to read these? Steve Raven. Both my parents passed away in our house in the same hospital bed in the same spot, but 4 years apart. Every now and then I still forget and think real quick about what they are doing. It's odd how sometimes that happens, how we think they are still here.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. Interesting. Is that Eddie? Does that...
Yeah, there's a, like, every time we go to the cemetery, like, there's always seems to be a butterfly, like all the time.
See
like
them every day.
Yeah, like a butterfly, and it's oh, grandma's here. They will say, "Mom's here, grandma's here."
Yeah,
it's always a butterfly.
Mine's a monarch butterfly, and I have it tattooed on my back.
Oh, look at you two got something in common. The butterfly, Alberto.
I don't know if that's not much.
That's what they say. They say that butterflies are somebody's spirit.
Really?
Coming to say hi, yeah.
I mean, it's almost like the caterpillar, and then it gets in the cocoon, it dies, and then it reemerges as a spirit, I guess.
What did you see, Alberto, a butterfly too?
No.
That reminds you of something, or is there anything?
I don't think there's anything. I see anything.
Okay.
I see butterflies, and I see pennies, and I find pennies.
Pennies?
Mm-hmm.
Mm. Alberto said, I see dead people.
Yeah.
I just
see people treating me crappy the way my dad did, and it reminds
me.
Oh,
you. No.
especially Steve.
Okay, I need to apologize to all the people that are laid to rest, the death. We apologize. Whatever Alberto says has nothing to do with the M25 show.
It's my opinion, not that of the M25 show.
That's right. Yeah, you can't even let people rest, Alberto.
No, I mean, honestly, the way sometimes I have to deal with people is like, my dad prepared me for this person.
You know what? Hey, it's not my place to tell anybody what's going on with their parents or how they were brought up. But they brought you into the world. That's all I could say. Whether you had the upbringing was not good memories or whatever, I don't know. But one thing I do know, they brought you into the world. Or they raised you the best. Or they raised you, period. Whether it was good, bad, so-so, or whatever. Right, Eddie? Alyssa, that's the best I can say. Yeah, Alberto, I know you. You could probably go off and this and that. But they brought you. Look at you now.
sitting here on the F25 show.
That's right. If your dad didn't bring you on here, it'd be Steve, Alyssa, and Eddie.
There'd be no M25 show. This was all my idea.
There you go. There would be no M25 show. So you know what? You better shut up over there.
And Alyssa would never have known each other.
Right?
You know, exactly.
Dressing alike and everything.
Right? We're twinsies.
That's right.
It's because our name starts with E.
Sadie Hawkins all over again.
Sadie Hawkins. Do they still have that dance?
I think so.
Let me see here. Randy says, happy belated birthday, Steve. Why am I getting a lot of belated? I don't really care anymore.
Because it was your birthday.
I got more birthday wishes the day after than I did of the day. You know who remembered? Is my parents remember my birthday on my day.
But you know why? Because you posted, thank you, everybody, for the birthday wishes yesterday.
Yeah.
So then everybody's like, oh, shit, it was his birthday yesterday. I better say something.
I saw that.
That shows me how much people really think about me and care about me.
I saw that. I go, what the fuck for? He's going to get mad at me anyways.
No, I appreciate it. You know, and Randy says, screw you, Steve. No, I appreciate the birthday wishes belated.
I agree with that, Randy. Randy, if you want to see a real Steve on his birthday, I'll go check out which birthday bash show. I think Eddie has PTSD from that show. And when we had like model after model after model.
What's wrong with that?
I remember that.
He gave Eddie, like, you know, Eddie, these girls have 1 minute time limit. Okay, so Eddie had a stopwatch. Eddie had to time these segments. And then Eddie would tell him, hey, Steve, it's time. And Steve would yell at Eddie.
I think they were on that show. It was like 7 years ago.
Was Alyssa on the show?
What's wrong with that?
Did you have your 1 minute of sucking up to Steve?
I remember. Oh no, it was when I was talking about the green juice, and I remember Steve's like, "Okay, can you come on at like 10:20?"
No, 10:22 until 10:24.
Yeah, or something. Yeah, something like that. I'm like,
he had a whole list of models.
Yeah, I'm like, I think so.
And that was That was the difficult time with Skype, so it was so hard to get him on.
Oh, yeah.
And everything got backed up, and then and it was funny. Like half of them showed up. Like, okay, what am I here to do? And he's like, it's my birthday. Tell me happy birthday. So they start.
So what?
They start kissing up to Steve. Oh, Steve, happy birthday. And then Eddie be like, Eddie, I mean, Steve, 1 minute. And that's at the time. Eddie, shut up. She's telling me happy birthday.
Well, she was probably taking clothes off. Leave her alone.
She was probably putting them on with you.
Yeah. See, you know what? I even asked Alyssa. See, I asked Alyssa to come on, too, because she was part of the models. See how sweet I am? Yeah. Anyway, if you're happy, then nobody remembers anymore my birthday. So just be happy, Alberto. Okay. Yeah, Alberto didn't even wish me a happy birthday. He's a real dick. You know that? Jerk off.
I was busy that day.
Well, Randy says you forgot Steve's lower back butterfly tattoo.
Oh, God.
He has a string in them as a tramp stamp.
Uh-huh. I don't have that shit. I'm going to get Will in a... Oh, God. Get Will in a thong for me. No, thanks.
Oh, gosh.
No.
Who said, who offered you that?
Randy.
Oh boy. Randy's a good fan. He knows all your weak spots.
No, Randy is Will's sidekick now. Let's go back
to the fortress.
Yes.
The Ramon.
Ramon. Let me see. He blamed my sister, who's been through a lot.
No, right here it says my sister was driving and my brother was passenger. They went to get pizza he said she was in the wrong. But the driver had a lifted truck and was going through all lanes, plus the opposite lane. She turned because he went straight for them. My sister wasn't the most experienced driver. She turned, the truck hit my brother's side. He turned his truck, but thank God witnesses saw him going from lane to lane, both in his direction and the wrong direction. My brother was 15. My brother, we had to make a decision because he was young. He lasted about a week. It was tough to see him like that. Mm. Wow. Yep. So they had to make a decision to take him off the machines as well.
So he was 15 years old and passed away. Yeah, that's got to be hard for to be, especially the parent of a son or a daughter.
Any parent at any age, yeah.
To see or to, yeah. What is that saying? It's you're not supposed to.
You're not supposed to bury your children.
Yes,
bury your children.
You're not supposed to outlive your kids.
Yeah. There was somebody on Facebook that said, "Morning,
Alberto, Cynthia Foster."
Hello, Cynthia. I don't know why she's a stranger anymore. You know, I don't like how she calls me names, but, you know, I like when she comes and joins the show somehow.
Look at your chapstick.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. So the Day of the Dead, I'm not really into that stuff, but I'm learning more about it every year. And that is coming up. Is that coming up or did it pass?
November 1st.
It's November.
Oh. So it's right after Halloween. Is there
November
a reason?
First or second? Is it the second? The first. I think it's the first, but it could be like the evening from the first to the second.
Okay, well, I'm all cool with the Day of the Dead people that celebrate. I mean, Eddie really
it's the second.
He really when he explained it to me, Alberto and Eddie don't listen to them. That's how they explained it to me, and I'm like, what is this? You know, they get dressed up like, you know, like they're going to go trick-or-treating at the cemetery. And he's telling me,
You're getting dressed up trick-or-treating.
Well, anyway,
nonsense. You're talking nonsense now.
And he dresses up as Iron Man.
Oh, no. So
he
it's on the
second. His plastic mask from when he was a kid and his plastic outfit.
Okay, so it's on the second. Is this true?
Second.
So November 2nd is the Day of the Dead.
Yeah.
And that's when you think of your...
Because November 1st is when you put all your stuff out, I believe.
Mm-hmm. Oh, so you get ready.
So, yeah, you get ready. But it's actually November 2nd.
So can, say I don't do that. If I don't celebrate it that way. But there's people that I know and think about it. Is that kind of a Day of the Dead kind of way?
They're going to do scary things to you. Just kidding.
No, I just... I've never done it before.
Honestly, I think it's more like a
is it Mexican
Hispanic
thing?
Yeah,
like a tribute
for the Hispanic tribe,
the person that passed away.
Do any white people celebrate that?
I don't think so.
Okay, here's a good thing. Okay, so Hispanic people, they celebrate it, a Day of the Dead. What do white people celebrate in that way? What would it be called? To do the same thing that the Hispanics do. Halloween?
No.
Mm-hmm. Oh, Eddie.
I don't know if in, you know, white culture.
What would be their version? What would be the version of Day of the Dead for I can't even, is saying white people?
Anglo-Saxon?
Anglo-Saxon or Caucasian? The white folk?
I don't know. I don't know if there's anything in Europe, but I mean, something like a Memorial Day or.
White folk.
Or 9/11, when there's a time that you memorialize, but that's just specific. Day of the Dead is for everyone, anybody who died.
It's Memorial Day. That's what the white people.
Oh, Memorial.
But that's mainly for
soldiers. Service people. Yeah.
That's for service. So
I guess there's
that's just like somebody. Yeah, there's an anniversary for Hispanics to think about their death.
Hispanics believe that the spirits live on. And I think, I don't want anybody talking shit. But anyways, this is me, just different cultures believe different things. I believe the white culture believes that when you're dead, you're dead.
Okay.
And you're not there. Hispanics really believe that, you know, the spirits are around.
I think that's
why.
I'm not sure if that's more of an offshoot of the Aztec, you know, natives, you know, their stuff.
So, okay, I get what you're saying, Lisa. Alyssa, the white folk believe when you die, they're not around here anymore, floating around, whatever it is.
They're in heaven. I mean,
they go to heaven.
Your spirit goes to heaven.
Mm-hmm. So do you, fight here.
Well, no, I mean, like to white people, it's kind of like ghosts. If you're still hanging around, you have a problem. You know, you're
right.
When you die,
your business isn't done.
You're supposed to go up. You know, you're done here. If you're sticking around, you know, haunting people, you know, you have an issue or you have some finished business or something.
Okay, okay.
It's like when like in the Hispanic community, when somebody dies, we do the Rosario for 9 days to help them, to help their spirit go from purgatory to heaven.
Okay.
And everybody gets together for 9 days and you pray the rosary and y'all get together and talk about the memory of that person. And then after 9 days, their spirit is supposed to be gone and gone to heaven. Dia de los Muertos, their spirits come back to visit.
Really? Okay, now this is getting interesting.
Which is why okay. You bring the food, you know.
Oh, uh-huh. You know, like so the food isn't for the living, it's for the dead. What do you do?
I think you eat with them, you know, it's kind of like, you know, relatives you haven't seen for a year, you know, they come home for Thanksgiving, you know, you share food. It's not like...
Oh, you mean people that come to see the people that are buried. Not you don't leave the food on the cemetery thing and leave, right? You eat it.
You
with
can
the
leave a little bit,
family.
Yeah.
You leave them a little
you
bit.
You can leave some.
Mm-hmm.
For well, the rabbits, you know what, for the rabbits and stuff that come around.
Oh, God, Eddie. Okay, like Alyssa said, everybody's beliefs are their beliefs, and that's just the way it is. You could believe that when you die, you're not here no more. You go to whatever you believe in. If you believe in God, you go to heaven or the other place, depending
on... It's like some people believe in reincarnation.
Some people believe in reincarnation. There's nothing wrong with how you believe. It's your business. Mm-hmm. Nobody's ever going to know until you're dead.
And
you can't come back and you know, these people that say they died and came back. No, when you die and you're dead and you're gone, not come died and you've been resuscitated. No, when you die for good, that's when you know. You'll know. If if you believe in God, then you know, you go to heaven and everything like that. If you don't believe in God and just think, it's all hogwash. Okay, you can believe that too. You won't know until you die.
Yeah.
And this comes to another thing that I used to think to myself all the time. And I remember somebody said the same thing. They were thinking, I was like, oh man, somebody thinks the same thing. It's like, okay, if you don't believe in God, right? And you know, they say, you know, you got to believe in God, accept Jesus Christ. And there's a heaven and there's a hell.
Mm-hmm.
And then the non-believers think, there's nothing like that, right? And I used to think, you know what? Because I believe in God. And I used to think, you know, the people that don't, what do they have to lose about at least learning about it and believing in God? Because let's say you die. And let's say there's, for the people that don't believe, there's nothing. There is nothing. Okay, well, there's nothing. You're not going to know the difference. But let's say there is.
What if?
What happens? Okay, you did. Mm-hmm. Then there really is a God, and there is a heaven and hell.
There is a God, and there is a heaven and hell.
Are you going to gamble that big of a gamble?
Right.
I mean, and I hate to say you just believe so you're scared you don't want to go to hell, but at least you should be thinking about it. It's like, okay, if I don't believe, if you believe in God and you die, and let's just say there isn't, you're not even going to know the difference. There's nothing. You're gone. Wherever you go, you're just disintegrate.
Mm-hmm.
But for the people that don't believe and there really is, you're going to be in trouble.
Torment.
Yes. Yep. And I heard somebody say that once, and I go, hey, man, that's how I used to think. And it's like, people that really don't believe, I'm all, man, you know, that's a pretty big gamble. You see, this is why you listen to the show, people.
I believe in it all. I believe in it all. I believe that there's spirits around. I believe that, you know, there are people that are stuck here. I believe, you know, there are people that have moved on. I want to see those spirits, but I'm not one of those people that have that that ability. Sometimes I hear things, but I don't see. And I wish I did see. I mean, I would love to see. I mean, because spirits don't scare me.
Mm-hmm.
Because I know they're around, you know. But that's my belief. Nobody else has to believe what I believe, you know, believe what you want. But that's what I believe.
Exactly. Yeah, I agree. Nobody's like people that don't believe in God or whatever, and there's a heaven and hell. I never say what I just said. Mm-hmm. I think it. Yeah. I go, man.
And I talk to them all the time at work. At work, we have one of our my coworker's boyfriends or ex-boyfriend, and who turned into like a friend, had passed away. He used to live where at my work. You know, he lived on property. And he also worked for the company a little bit. So I knew who he was. He passed away. His ashes are in our office. You know, and so I talk to him all the time. We share the same birthday. He's exactly 10 years older than me. We share the same birthday. And I talk to him all the time. Good morning. I tell him good morning. You know, I walk by, I talk to him, you know, like he's still there.
That's beautiful, Alyssa.
Yeah.
You see, Alyssa isn't really... you know, witchy and all that. She's a really sweet soul. So nobody, not everybody knows that about her.
Yeah.
They watch and a show and go, she's a nutty. A nutcase.
Yeah. Yeah. And then I try, like, every first of the month, I always try to do I burn my Palo Santo. It's like a wooden stick that is supposed to be for, like, it's good energy and spirits and get rid of the bad spirits. So I try to do that, like, once on the first of the month.
Man, you see, Alberto, you see the things we learn, things that we should already know, we don't even know. I think we should watch our own show.
For once.
And get educated.
For once. Okay, but Yola was supposed to come on today, but she couldn't make it. She was supposed to do her her sex story or whatever. What was she going to do? Remember the Speedy Internet?
Yeah.
Sex Tales.
Yeah, Sex Tales.
Oh.
She was going to come on today.
It would fit good on this program.
Yeah, I guess so. So, hello. She says happy Halloween. Hello, Yola. And then we got Eddie. We got, we're way back here. It looks like Ramon jumped back on the other page because I see his name now.
Oh, yeah. Now I see his name. Yeah.
You know what he did? He went from the fan page and he jumped onto the Steve Eddie Alyssa Alberto page. It's been really tough on both of them, especially my mom, obviously. Thank you guys for this. I pop in from time to time. I really needed this. You're welcome, Ramon. Yeah. Stephen Raven, interesting thought on after we die. I guess something we must have said.
Right.
We have a customer that comes to the house here, to our office. He says he died for a short time and he can see people. He can see dead people?
Maybe when he died, he came back to life now.
He came and described an older couple walking down the steps from the front door. He described my mom and dad, but yet he never knew them. The second time he came, he described my dad sitting in a chair in our office as we were all there. How can that be? How can that be, Eddie?
I can't explain it. I don't know.
I don't know. So somebody died and they were brought back to life, resuscitated probably, and mm-hmm. now they can see dead people.
It's good. You had a near death experience, and so I don't know. Can't explain it.
I've never seen, you could say a spirit, but a dead person, because like it'd be like somebody I knew who passed away. Like I saw my uncle walk in the room and I'd be, oh man, I knew he's dead. I mean, he's not gonna look like a ghost. I would hope he would look like the flesh, right? Like walk in and you'd be like, oh my God. And then, so I don't hate to say spirit. Me, I'd be like, oh wow, how would the heck would you tell somebody that? You go, hey, I just saw my uncle. You know, he's
someone
dead.
That looks like him.
Yeah. No, like if I was sitting here right now and we just walked in the room. You know, I wonder if they talk. Alberto, do they talk?
Do spirits talk?
I guess if that's what they're called. Like somebody that's died. Yeah, I guess a spirit. But they would
a ghost?
Walk.
What do you want to call it?
Do they look ghost? Like do like they the look movie? Like you ghost? Can touch them or do they look clear? Like ghosts. You know how
no, they're like a mist.
Oh, so they don't look like me and you with body. Like if they walked into the room and it would look like you can go up and hug them.
No, they're like transparent, I believe. And like a mist where you can get the image of them. You see them. Okay. It depends. Sometimes you see their head and then it kind of fades out their bottom and they have like no legs. Sometimes, you know, you can see their full body. You see their feet, head to toe. You know, it just depends on how strong the spirit is and how much energy the spirit has. Like, some spirits are really strong and have a lot of energy and can move objects. Some spirits are really strong and can vocalize. You could hear them. Some spirits are just there. You can barely see them and they're there. Some, Eddie? They pull energy like from your light. What's that beeping?
Eddie's coming on a visit. He's getting a visit.
It's scaring me.
This ghost detector.
Yeah.
Eddie's heart's racing now thinking, oh,
what
shit.
Do the Ghostbusters have? That thing with the two
yeah,
antennas?
Yeah, that EPA or EP, whatever it's called.
And he's going to get a slime buster. What was that thing
some,
called?
Some ghosts can, like, you know, they pull their energy from your, like, electricity. So when your lights flicker.
Oh,
yeah, man. Have you ever seen Ghost?
I've seen Ghost.
Whoopi Goldberg.
I don't know. They fascinate me. I don't know why. That's like one of the things that fascinates me is spirits. They totally fascinate me.
You see, Alyssa has
I watch everything on them.
Eddie, God, do I believe there's spirits?
I've been to the Whaley house, I don't know how many times in San Diego, hoping to see something.
Have you ever?
No.
All right.
No.
I don't know. I don't know if they're spirits. You know, I think it's the devil.
I've gone on the ghost tour there in San Diego and I felt cold, but that's about it.
Yeah, I think, isn't that, I mean, I don't know about all that, but I think if it's more of a, like Alyssa says, she's not scared of it and that's cool, but a lot of people are. Mm-hmm. And I think it's like the devil, because the devil wants to scare you. And yeah, you shouldn't be scared of those things if, you know, because the first thing people are scared, they're like, oh man, you know.
Well, like, there are bad spirits. There's black spirits out there.
I think it's just the devil.
The devil.
Satan. I think it's the old Satan.
That's like demonic. Those are the scary ones. And those are the most powerful ones.
But it could be cunning too. I mean, the devil comes at you in different ways. Mm-hmm. Just depending on.
Could be cunting?
Cunning.
Cunning.
What does that mean?
Yeah, like can tempt
you see,
you
I'm all confused right now. Cunning means he can trick you.
He can tempt you. Mm-hmm. Yeah, he can trick you, tempt you in a good way.
Yeah.
To do bad things.
I don't want to do bad things. I think I may change my ways after the show today.
Well, you know, see, you can't touch yourself anymore.
I can't what?
The Bible says
you can't have your way with yourself anymore. You know, that's wrong.
Yeah.
Oh, wait a minute.
The Bible says,
hold on a second.
The devil runs, walks around like a roaring lion waiting whom he'll devour.
Yeah.
Eddie.
Yes.
Stop, Eddie.
You're going to have to go get some sage.
Can devour you, Steve.
Burn some sage in your house in the corners of every.
What did I do? I don't know what the.
You're the one saying you're going to change.
Well, what does that mean about the devil's coming
cleanse
after me?
Cleanse your house.
I like how the evil laugh Alyssa just did. Okay, listen, guys. I believe. Isn't that a song?
I could fly.
Yeah, I could fly. Oh, boy. Isn't that guy in trouble, too?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
We don't endorse that song here.
Yeah. I don't mean to sing that song. You see, that's the devil screwing with me right now. Making me sing R. Kelly songs. Oh, Lord. Oh, my gosh. Well, people, this is, you gotta love your family. And that Getty said, don't take it for granted because they can go at any time.
Tomorrow is never promised.
That's right.
Life is precious.
Yep.
That's right. Like I said, the only way I would believe in these spirits, like Alyssa's talking about, that you see like a mist or whatever, and sometimes mm-hmm. there's half of them, or this, is if Alyssa, I hope she lives forever, but if she would pass and I would be alive, and then I saw just Big Butt walk in the room, then I would believe it, Eddie. That's it. Just a butt. I mean, so there's Alyssa. Then I would go, she was right. Oh, yeah, I hear her boyfriend going, yeah.
He can't hear what you're saying.
I'm just messing.
I have headphones on.
He's watching. He's watching.
Yeah. Right.
He's going. Alyssa's going to haunt people with her butt. I didn't even say they haunt people. Why'd they say they haunt? They're just, I would think they're just visiting, right? Why do people say they're haunting?
Well, if you stick around,
they can. Like,
yeah.
Well, like, remember the movie The Entity? She was haunted.
Is that the one that was in her underwear?
Yeah.
Yeah.
The Entity.
Well, what's the one with is that the one with the ghost having sex with the woman?
Remember that.
I guess maybe some just stick around to go get their enemies. And that's more of a haunting.
Like Alyssa says, there's evil spirits and they want to do bad things.
Yeah.
Will there be evil spirits on Halloween, Alyssa?
Probably. There's evil spirits every day.
Do you think it depends
on where they're at.
You think people who don't think about them or believe in them or whatever, because, you know, I don't see evil spirits, and maybe because I don't think of them or I don't believe in them or whatever.
Or the
spirit. I didn't say I didn't believe in them. I just don't think about it. So is that a big thing that if you don't think about it, you won't see them?
Or maybe the spirits don't care about you.
Yeah. Well, you know who sees spirits the most?
Who?
Children.
Well, I never saw nothing. When I was a kid,
I thought you were gonna say cats.
Like babies are more open. They're more like, you know, and in me, I'm very open to them, but I don't see them. And that's what they say. Like, if you're very open and you believe and you this and that, and I do all that, I'm like, where are you? You know, I talk to them, but I still don't see them. Supposedly because kids are so naive and open and, you know, they see them. So if you like ever have, you know, when you have grandchildren or whenever you have another baby that you see often and you see them like looking like, I even see it here with the baby that's here. He's like looking, I'm like, what are you looking at? Who are you looking at? You know, my grandson at my mom's house used to play peekaboo. And I'm like, who are you playing peekaboo with? And I always thought it was my dad, you know? Because he would like stand on the wall and go like around the corner. Like he'd be like, Namo, what are you doing? Are you playing peekaboo with somebody? So yeah, little kids.
Do you play peekaboo with anybody?
Well, I would think that's kind of like, especially kids and young children, you know, it kind of like, but as they grow up, you know, adults tell them, you know, don't be doing that. That looks weird or something. And, you know, they might lose it.
But how come the kids that, you know, when they're little and stuff, how come they don't remember when they grow up? Because sometimes people go, I remember when I was three, I did this. Why don't they ever remember, I was playing peekaboo with grandpa or
a guardian angel.
Uncle so-and-so? Huh?
Yeah.
A guardian angel.
Oh, they tell them not to talk about it?
No, keep it a secret.
Yeah, it's our little secret. Oh. I'm just kidding. Gosh. Well, that's like kids, like when they have like imaginary friends. Sometimes it's not an imaginary friend. It's a spirit.
So what that's what Eddie's had for a long time.
Imaginary friend?
Yes. So it's a spirit.
I have no imaginary friends.
Eddie, that's a whole nother story I'm not going to get into, Eddie.
Eddie, remember when Steve and I used to work with you? You'd be in your own aisle talking. Steven, I'm like, who are you talking to?
It's like, who the hell is this guy? I walked over there, it's just Eddie.
You'd be talking to Charlie.
Can of beans.
Yeah, his friend Charlie.
So you gotta get done, Eddie. You gotta get done. Let's go.
Oh my gosh. Okay, so everybody, you learned a little bit more about us, but we want to really see how deep Alyssa is, okay? Alberto, can you pull out a card? Wait a minute, is that how you, what is it called? How deep are you?
No, let's get deep.
Oh yeah, well, let's get deeper.
Okay,
into
let's get deep.
Yeah, let's see.
Let's get.
I don't care. I'll answer anything.
Let's get a little deeper. Let's see something about Alyssa, so you guys can take on your Halloween weekend.
We'll get the deeper card.
Oh, we're going deeper. All right, let's go. This is for Alyssa.
Okay, so the question is: what was the last thing you had to meticulously prepare for?
Oh my God!
Meticulously prepare.
I'll let you read it.
I feel like it's a spelling bee. Do you need a definition? Meticulously.
Country of origin.
I'm going to say the purchase of my car. Because I had to put my budget I had to be very meticulous on like every penny. Like I'm one that I have a calendar and I have when everything's done, I budget everything. But when I was going to purchase my car, I really had to like tighten my belt and get everything in order, make sure I was paying off this, make sure this got paid off. You know, how many months is it going to take me to pay this off? And when will I actually be back to like not having really to count every penny?
I gotcha.
But I'd say
that's good. That makes sense. I like it. Good job, Lisa. Yeah. Look at you, all adult.
What about you, Eddie?
Car is not cheap.
No, get him another car. Don't give him the same one. Eddie's had time to think about it. We need to get him spur of the moment.
Is this like off the top of the head?
Yeah, is there one that goes even deeper?
The deepest.
Get one for Eddie. Are you ready, Eddie?
Put it back. You got to read what you pull.
You can't just pick what you want.
Fine, Eddie. Have you ever had to call emergency services? If so, for what? So 911, basically.
So 911.
Oh, 911.
Yes, I had to call someone from work. I had to call because someone was saying that they couldn't breathe. It was someone that came up to the door.
They had a pain in the chest so they couldn't breathe.
I had to call and charge 911. I called 911.
Did you let him in?
Oh, no. It wasn't a worker. It was an outside person. Like
You didn't let them in. Why didn't you let them in?
It's after. It's after hours. Okay, you know.
It's after hours. Yeah.
Okay. Oh, you mean the person? Got it. Yes. The person was outside. Got it. Yeah. I thought they were inside. And I'm like, you didn't let 911. You didn't let the fireman in.
Oh no. Yeah, the fireman.
He's over there. He's pointing over
there.
He's on the street. He walked away. He didn't get help. Go chase him.
So you kind of learned something about Eddie. He's kind of caring and kind of not. You know, he did care a little bit, but not that much.
he cares. Right. Door locked. He cares, but he ain't going to open the door for you.
Yeah.
Because there's good people that have come to there, and I have let in, but people that
Well, there are people
that I could take this guy. I could take this guy.
I don't even remember, knock on wood, when the last time I called 911. I want to say when my kids were baby.
When they're babies?
Yeah, they had seizures. They had fever seizures. So we had, whenever, if they ever had a seizure, I automatically had to call 911.
Interesting. Alberto, you ever called 911?
I think the day my dad died. Mm. I don't think I've had to do it for work. I think that's the only time. And then
how long has 911 been around?
Gosh, 80s?
Really?
At least the 80s. I mean, since I was
kid. I don't remember it as a kid. I don't remember. Maybe. I think you just had to dial the police at the fire.
Maybe
or the
mid to late 80s.
Maybe you just never needed it.
I think I did call 911, I remember, in high school. Oh, no, that was before. Well, that was before my kids. Yeah, so I think, that was before. I'm like, oh, I remember calling 911 in high school.
You know,
the guy across the street was beating up his wife in the driveway.
Well, how old were you?
I was in high school.
Actually, 1968.
Yeah, I was going to say.
Wow. The first call to 911 was placed in February of 1968.
Oh, wow. Oh, I was 1 year old.
I was negative 10.
I always thought that, like, because you used to have to call the operator.
Right. Yeah. That's what I remember.
You used to have to dial zero. I don't remember calling 911 like.
Before the first call, citizens needed to dial the local 7-digit phone number to reach police, fire, or emergency services.
Mm-hmm.
I think O was just that you went to, and maybe they called it for you. Maybe people didn't know.
Remember, you know, I had to call the operator, ask for the time.
No, you would call
the number
714-853-1212.
Oh my gosh!
I tell you the time.
Mm-hmm. The time is
at
now.
The tone. The time will be, and then I would wait for the tone. It's da 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 now.
Actually, there is still one of those. I think from the Naval Institute, and it's creepy. But I had it on my phone, and I had the clock on my computer, and it's right on the dot, you know.
Oh, how funny!
At the minute mark, it was.
I remember for the longest time, I never understood why did she say at the tone. It was always like at the tone, the time will be. And then as I got older, I'm like, oh, I get it now. So when the beep goes, that's what time it is.
That's the exact moment.
That's the time.
that's what it means.
Doomsday clock, Alberta. Yeah.
You know what I found out, Alyssa?
Huh?
That Eddie and Alberto, I could have ended up with Alyssa. I just found this out. You want to hear how?
How?
It's a very interesting story. It's really quick, too.
Okay.
So I was talking to my dad the other day, and we were sitting talking, and we were talking, and he's like, yeah, you know, we don't, because I went to Fullerton High School. Mm-hmm. And I know, Alyssa, you went to Buena Park. Is that what it
yes.
was? Okay. So he's like, yeah, we almost bought a house over, and he told me the area. And he's like, yeah, but your mom didn't want a house there because there was gangsters or the gang members that lived over there somewhere. And she said, I guess they had got the house.
Was it in Buena Park? He said Buena Park.
Yeah, it was in, it was over there by Ornsthorpe and
Magnolia.
I think so. Over there, there was like a Jack in the Box, and there was a park with a church.
That's where I used to live. How funny.
Okay, well, it was behind the park. Those houses.
Yeah,
back
so
there.
Like on Gage.
Yes, and he's all mm-hmm. he's all.
I used
there
to
was
live
a,
on Gage.
Were there gangsters? He said something about Baker Boys or something like that. Or
Baker Street, yeah.
Baker Street.
Baker Boys, the hamburger place.
But they're more like Baker Street was more back because it was like Gage, like where the light is on Ornsthorpe and Brookhurst. That's Baker Street.
I have no idea, but he just told me that they were going to get a house there. Mm-hmm. And my mom's all, you know what? I don't want to live there. There's gang bangers that live across the way.
Yeah. And my dad's they are all, like on Gilbert and Roberta. Yeah.
So the guy called and he's all, congratulations on the house. And my dad's all, well, I'm sorry, we're not going to take it. But I could have been in that house and went to Buena Park High School. And things could have been different. Alyssa could have had 10 of my kids instead of, you know, by the guy she's with. And then we could have really had a fun show, MT5 show. But I didn't know this. I found something out. I'm like, oh, I could have went to Buena funny. Park High School.
Because we graduated the same year, right?
89?
Yep. We're exactly the same age right now because you had your birthday.
I always thought that we were in the same school anyway. We just didn't know each other because we kind of know people.
Mutual people. Mm-hmm. But I was always over in Fullerton area.
Alyssa was everywhere, probably, yeah. Eddie. She was a.
I was fortunate enough to have a car when I was 16, so I drove everywhere.
Now look at this, Eddie. Alyssa was
that was
one of
fun.
Those...
Yeah, having a car when you're 16
when you're
was kind of cool.
All your friends jumping in the car to go to lunch. Yeah. And...
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Good old days.
That was back in the day when you were able to drive with minors in your car when you were a minor.
You can't do that no more?
No.
Oh, boy. Well, that sucks.
Because they race each other. Well, I mean, I don't know. Because
they race each other.
Yeah.
Well, I think they're reckless. You know, they're goofing with each other. That's what the cops say. But then you put them all, you know, instead of four people in a car, now you got four cars on the road. Now they race each other.
We had a good time.
Yeah, they have restrictions now on their license.
Yeah, that sucks.
They can't drive after this time and before this time. And they can't drive with minors in their car, I think, until they're 18.
Alyssa, I think that's bullshit.
Yep.
Well, I mean,
we had the best time. We didn't hurt nobody.
Steve, your kids.
I mean, unless you were drinking or something, but.
They can't even do hands-free.
Yeah, they can.
They can't be on the phone at all. They can't be on the phone at all. Even if it's hands-free, they can't be on the phone at all.
Oh, I don't know how the cops...
I didn't know that.
I don't know. If they see a kid, like, talking to themselves in the car. Yeah,
I mean, he could be singing with the song. Hey. You know, that's probably next. You know, they can't have the radio on anymore.
Right?
Like, Eddie, you sing to songs in the Jaguar, don't you?
It's in my...
Yes, I do.
Yeah. My last two kids.
I love that from Eddie.
Two... No, only my oldest is the only one that got her license when she was 16, and then the other three waited till they were 18. They're like, I don't want to do all that.
Yeah, it might be good to learn, but I mean, like, if you're going to be all these restrictions, you know, can't be out at this time, mm-hmm. you know, what's the point, you know?
Yeah.
If you can't go to McDonald's at midnight because the cops will get you.
Because you can't drive after 11.
Yeah.
But what if you work, you know?
It's dumb.
Well, work. I don't work. Usually doesn't schedule minors to after a certain time.
Or maybe on the weekend, but they can't on school days.
They just ruined everything.
Yep.
Ruined it all.
things are different.
You know, you used to get your driving class at school. Everything was taken
in the trailer. Remember, you said, I remember that was the one thing I remember is going from Buena Park to Fullerton to do the behind the wheel class.
Hey, I wonder if we did it together.
The simulators?
Did you do it with Fullerton people? Or did you do it with
it was at Fullerton High School in the parking lot. Simulators. I remember the parking lot that's by the baseball field.
Hmm. Okay.
You didn't do the silver on lemon.
Simulators. I did the simulators.
I don't know if we did. We did. We didn't have.
Yeah, it was in the little trailer, and it was a car. It was like a wheel.
Eddie went to the private high school.
You know, I went to
St. Mary's.
Actually, I went to. Where did I do the simulator? Oh, Whittier High School. I went to the simulators.
Yeah, that's what the trailer was, and they had the wheel, and you had the screen in the front,
mm-hmm.
and you would drive like pretend like it was like a video game.
Mm. Why don't I remember that part?
I know, I know, I didn't do that, and I didn't have the option.
Yeah, that was the class part of the behind the wheel, and then you actually
behind the wheel.
Yeah, and then once you did that for so long, then you actually got to go with like three other people in the car with you. I remember I went, and
so that was the second step.
Yeah, but I remember I was sitting in the back seat, and one girl was driving, and you know the instructor has the pedals also on their side of the car. She almost ran into the freaking trash can on the street. The driver was like, the instructor was like, wait, and he's pushing the brake, you know, to stop. I'm like, oh my God, we're gonna die.
She's gunning.
He's pushing the brake and she's gunning
it. Guessing.
The car doesn't know what to do.
Yeah, it was crazy.
Yeah, I think they screwed up everything. Such good childhood. That was good. We remember it. I don't remember the simulator, but I remember everything else.
Yeah,
16, you're on your own. You're lucky to have a car.
Yep.
You 16.
And that's when you're like, oh, Mom, do you need anything from the store? Mom, do you need anything from the store? Just so you can drive.
Unfortunately, by the time I got in high school, they budget cuts. It was all the book stuff, and then. You would get, I think they gave you a paper, and then with that, you can go to any driving school.
Yeah. But that was my daughter. I had to pay.
I didn't even have simulator.
Damn. Now you got to pay?
Yeah, you had to pay for somebody to teach your child how to drive.
Or you can teach them yourself. You know, you have to assert, you know, how many hours. That's like 40 hours of behind the wheel. But.
Yeah. I'd rather do that. Like Alyssa, like you said, pay somebody when you could do it yourself? Yeah.
Well, you have a kid now. You're teaching them, aren't you, or no?
Yeah, but I mean, I don't know. I can't remember. I think I don't really remember them teaching us behind the wheel. They just said, okay, drive here, you know, park, certain
that
parking
was a
spots.
Test.
That was a DMV.
DMV.
But the driving
that's
test, too. They had us park and jump on the freeway and, you know, just drive.
I remember they had us jump on the freeway. We went from Euclid. Stayed in that one lane and got off
on the
Brokers.
Next ramp.
Yeah.
That's not even real freeway.
Yeah. Get up to 55. Just go 55. Okay. And then now you can get off. I'm like, what the heck
is that?
They didn't change lanes. Nothing.
Yeah.
They trusted us to be.
To drive to Vegas.
On the loose. Just for getting on the on ramp and off ramp right away.
Half a mile.
You just got to get up to 55 and that was it. Because that was the speed limit back then.
Alyssa stopped on the on-ramp because she got scared.
I wanted to go faster.
She pulled over and picked up a hitchhiker.
Yeah. Alyssa just took off to Mexico.
Oh.
Took the instructor with her.
A little car chase. Police pursuit.
What was that movie at the chase with a Charlie Sheen? that was Alyssa.
What does this tell you? This show today. What does this tell you? See, this tells you when it's our time, us four, that, you know, we got to say goodbye to each other. If I'm the first one to go, you guys better come say bye.
No.
That's it. And then same with you guys. If anything ever happens to you, I'll show up and say hi.
Yeah.
Goodbye.
I'm gonna reenact that
scene.
Don't
keep me on a machine. Unplug me.
I'm going to reenact
that
scene.
Oh, no, I'm not going to be doing anything. I'm just going to say hi.
Hey,
don't come to me and I don't want to die and you guys unplug my machine. This is what Steve wanted and I'm here trying to say no.
I'm going to say this is what Steve wanted. I'm just going to start punching you in the face.
Oh, gosh.
This is the way he wanted to go. He told me.
Yeah. I'm here shaking my head no, but they're saying no. He told us if he said no, that really means yes. vicious. Well, it's Halloween coming up, and everybody be safe. If you got kids, you know, do all that safe check or whatever. Check the candies.
Is anybody dressing up?
Eddie?
Nope.
You know what? I'm still upset with Eddie. I'm still upset over the years of his Halloween parties, his mazes. He never once invited us. Never. His he would talk house. All highly. You know when he would talk so much about it big after Halloween's over?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I had this haunted house and I had this and like, oh man, it was beautiful.
Over. Yeah.
And we used to ask him every year, well, how come you don't invite us? Oh, next year. Never.
I bet he's throwing a big bash this year too.
Actually, I'm going to one Saturday.
Oh, he's going to one. What are you going to dress up as?
I'm not going to dress tonight. It's not a Halloween party. It's just going to
put a sugar like skull. A party,
but
it's not a Halloween. What is it? Just a party?
Just a party?
On Halloween?
Her birthday's on Halloween, but she's going to celebrate it on Saturday.
So she's not doing a Halloween party?
That no, she said cool. Not a Halloween party.
Okay.
It would be. That's what I thought it was going to be, but it's not.
Because I think Halloween parties with adults that dress up are pretty cool.
Eddie shows up all dressed up and it's like a black tie affair.
A black tie? A what?
A black tie. Like it's all formal. Eddie shows up as a skeleton.
Or his M25 show shirt.
Dress up as a magpie. I'll be a magpie.
Oh, you got Alyssa? You got it right here. I don't know how you're gonna get the beak.
Do you remember the cartoon with the magpies?
Heckle Jekylls.
Yep.
Heckle Jekyll.
Dumbo.
Oh, I'll give you the shirt with the big one on the back. You can run around with that. Did I give you one, Alberto?
I think you did. Yeah.
That's a big bird on the back.
It's behind you.
Oh yeah, that's it.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't have that shirt.
I have one for you. I'll drop it off eventually while I'm still.
I think I'm gonna make my own, like the one in the middle.
That's our very first shirt.
Is it?
That's the very first one we ever made. It was just the logo in the front. May have to go back to that, huh, Alberto? We haven't had one like that and since we first had one made. That was the first one.
Yeah, have to go retro.
That one was the one, so when we gave it to people, they could see it real good. These little ones are more for like the show and some people that don't like the big, but we want them to wear the big one. Right?
Yep.
So maybe we'll do that one next and give those out. What do you think, Alyssa?
Yep.
All right. I'll make sure to get your boyfriend one, too, now that I know he'll throw one on once in a while.
He'll throw one on, yeah. He wore it yesterday? I don't remember. Monday,
you know what's funny is I saw my dad and he was wearing one. I was like, damn.
Because I always
give him, like, you know, when I have a shirt. Yeah. And I thought, you know, he takes them because he'd be nice and he'll throw it in the corner or something, but I saw that he had it on. The one I was wearing. You know what?
Steve tells him not to.
My mom goes, you know, Steve, I know you do that show, and she's all, you know, I understand. You know, I didn't watch a lot because you have all them naked women on, and I didn't like watching, but you know, I understand. You know, if that's what you do, that's what you do. And she go, oh, what I noticed, you know, you've been having a lot of interesting people on, so maybe she's been watching.
She said, I thought I raised you better.
Right?
Yeah, she used to say when I come see her, she's all, you have all those naked women on the show.
My mom does the same thing. You gotta really be careful what you say on the internet, because it's gonna stay there forever. And you know, you never know what kind of job you might get in the future. Yeah. Mom, I'm over 50 years old. What other kind of job am I gonna get? You know. Well, you know, just you know, be careful what you say and da da da. Do you not know your daughter?
we didn't do anything wrong. God.
Yeah.
You think we would?
Well, there's one show you want to take off the internet.
But me?
Yeah. When you went off on a Redmayne.
Yeah. So because of the way the world is today, I mean, if it wasn't like that, I mean, I didn't think nothing bad about it. But now that the way people are today. Yeah,
the man who
even with the black. Remember when I dressed up as the black Midnight, and you wanted it off, and I was thinking, yeah, it's just a character. I didn't, you know, people used to do that before, but now it's like a crime.
Now you understand.
Yeah, I don't like it, and I understand, but it's I don't think it's right.
Things are different. Yeah,
I know. It's like I'm not doing it to hurt people. It was like it was a character. I mean, has a Hispanic or a white person or a black person.
Most of your characters were very offensive.
Well, I did a Mexican character,
a Korean.
I did all of them. So what? God, I did a Mexican
called
Mexican character. Holmes. Eddie did a Mexican character. Holmes, yes.
Oh my gosh, well, I forgot what it's called.
Eddie can get away with it because he's a.
You know what? I don't care what people think anymore.
He can get away with Felipe.
You know what's supposed to be funny? Border brother. Whatever Eddie says has nothing to do with their show.
That's not that of the M25 show.
There you go. I never know how to say that. Say it again.
It's his opinion. The opinion of the person talking and not that of the M25 show.
There you go. But Alyssa, I think my mom watches.
Yeah.
And she's like, you guys have been having some interesting people on lately.
It's been a good year.
Well, hi, Steve's mom.
Yes, who knows? Probably watching right now.
Yeah.
Hey, right. Mom, no naked women today.
Yep. Just talk about dead people.
Talking about dead people.
They might be naked. Who knows?
Is it called Les Mercos? What is it called?
Los Dia. 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 Like day. Day.
Day of the Dead, Steve.
Dio de Los Muertos.
Just say it in English, please.
Pierre with an M.
Day of the Dead.
You're gonna get haunted this next Thursday.
I'm not gonna get haunted.
They're gonna be like, say our day correctly. Actually, our next show will be Day of the Dead.
You know what? I wish you guys all the best.
It's a Wednesday. Isn't Halloween? Oh yeah, the second. Yeah, it is gonna be. I might paint my face.
Oh,
are you guys gonna be Day of the Dead that day, Eddie?
No.
Should we eat on the show? That's what you do, right? You eat and celebrate the person.
I'll bring a donut.
Yeah, you're gonna eat it.
Yeah, bring a plate of your favorite meal, and we'll eat while we do a show.
Ice cream. My mom's things were that was ice cream. She loved ice cream.
Well, bring some ice cream, and Alyssa, you bring something that reminds you that your dad.
My dad liked light beer.
Oh, there
my
you
real
go.
Dad liked light beer, like Miller Lite.
Get a Miller Lite.
My stepdad, he liked candy. He wasn't supposed to eat candy, but he loved candy.
Get some candy and beer.
Diet Coke. I remember Diet Coke all the time.
Oh, so Diet Coke, Miller Lite, and candy.
My grandma was Jose Fuero.
Oh boy, you're gonna be all tore up.
And Salem. She liked those Salem cigarettes. The mint. Menthol.
Oh boy, Alyssa's good.
You know, we had the problem with Alyssa's computer in the pre-show. Next week, we're gonna see Alyssa fall over.
Yeah, it's not gonna be her computer; it's gonna be her.
Should be one tequila, two tequila.
What are you gonna bring?
I don't know. I'll head down to the track, get him my dad something, and then he can yell at me for getting the wrong thing. Those are my memories.
Down to the track. Okay.
You know, he was a gambler. Huh?
The horses?
No, it's burrito track.
What did he like to eat?
Oh, the burrito track.
Okay.
That place still there?
It's still there.
Is it still there? Is the Golden Ox still across the street?
Yeah. Oh, God, yes. I love that place.
I love that place.
You know,
the best chili cheese fries.
If Steve goes and we do a Day of the Dead show, we'll have to go to Golden Ox for Steve.
Chili cheese fries are almost $10. Okay.
I never had the chili cheese fries, but I love the fries.
There was a Golden Ox. Well, I used to eat at that one. And then there was a Golden Ox that they put over here closer to my mom's house in Fullerton on Commonwealth and Brookhurst.
Oh, there's one over there?
There's one right there.
I didn't even know there was more than one.
There's a bunch of them.
Oh, I thought that was like one lonely one. Mm-hmm.
No, there's a bunch.
Oh my gosh. Yeah,
they have the best chili cheese fries. I'm like, oh.
I like that. I like their patty.
And I, like before I had my surgery, I used to get a lot of migraines. And that was like a cure because of the grease and I don't know what it is, but that's what I would say. I need grease. I need the chili cheese fries. And everybody knew.
Really?
Oh, let's get her some chili cheese fries.
Well, now I know where our next luncheon is going to be.
Golden Ox.
The Golden Ox.
The Golden Ox.
Anybody want to meet us? Go to the Golden Ox.
You know what? Let's do a Golden Ox tour. We'll go to each one.
How many are there?
I don't know.
There's quite a bit. There's over 30, yeah. I think.
Over 30?
We'll go to the ones that are important to us.
Fullerton, right? And Whittier?
Yeah.
Hey, I'll tell you what. Anybody listening that knows a good Golden Ox in your city that's not too far from us, because I really don't like traveling. Let us know, and maybe we'll pop in.
Fullerton, Whittier, Pomona.
Yeah, I got
there's one Los out Angeles, in. Montebello.
Oh wow. I thought that was a lonely
all over.
El Monte.
Mom and Pop.
Oh wait, I'm so sad right now. It says the one in Fullerton is permanently closed.
Oh no.
Well, we know you weren't going there for migraines.
One in Tijuana, right? Steve.
Tijuana? There's one in Mexico?
It's like Tams. Tams are all over the place, too.
Oh, yeah. Tams?
Tams.
Is that any good?
Tams is pretty good.
Mm-hmm. The one I like Tams. Those burger joints. The burger joints are good.
Yeah. Have you ever been to Norm's Burger Joint in Whittier?
Mm-hmm. Norm's?
Yeah, Norm's.
Yeah,
there's one up, that's pretty good. Is it Ocean View?
Yeah,
Ocean View and Whittier Boulevard.
Whittier Boulevard.
I don't think I've been there.
On the corner, right?
When you guys say Norm's, I think of the restaurant Norm's.
Norm's.
No, it's like a burger joint,
I don't think I've been there.
Like a burger joint, like Tam's, yeah, probably, or something like that.
We'll go to Rick's drive-through.
Rick's drive-through.
That's in Uptown.
It's in Uptown. Those are actually the best. I think those are the best hamburger places.
Yeah. The Tam's and the Tom's.
The Tam's and the The Norms and the Golden Ox, the Douglas.
Yeah, Douglas. Yeah,
making
Douglas.
Me hungry here.
Douglas Burger.
Yeah, Douglas Burger has a few restaurants too.
What about Five Guys?
No, that's there.
No,
they're like In and Out. They're
No,
like...
they're not. That's a bigger burgers there. No, don't even say that.
Does the Seabone stock in the company? Damn.
Yeah, damn right.
Woo!
Oh no, those are verbally fighting words.
Those are more commercial. That's more of a commercial restaurant. You know what I'm saying?
So
more
you
of
want
a commercial a burger place. Steve, I want like a Douglas. mom and pop place.
Sorry, Alyssa. Steve is actually one of the Five Guys, I hope you know.
Yes. There's no way, don't ever say that's like In and Out. No.
But I meant taste-wise or comparison. I'm just saying commercial-wise.
I got you. I know what you're saying.
It's funny. People will
say
like
a mom-and-pop's burger joint.
People will say what Steve's saying, but only because they love In-N-Out so much. You know, the In-N-Out fanatics, they get upset when you compare them to Five Guys.
Yeah.
I've eaten In-N-Out, and it's okay. You know, I always said I'm not going to wait in line for an hour for that kind of burger.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not even that big.
Like the Habit?
The Habit. Yeah, that's good. We have one around here. I like it. We'll go to the Habit too. Fuck it.
We're going on a burger tour for our Christmas.
Right? You know how some people do beer bar crawls? We're doing a burger crawl.
We're going to go on a burger tour.
M25
show
burger. We're going to be like, what's his name? Gabriel Iglesias. Fluffy. When he does all his food.
Oh, you know what other burger place is good? The Imperial Burgers. Have you been to Imperial Burgers?
Oh, yeah.
Yes. That place is good.
That's good, too.
Isn't that on...
Never heard of it.
I think it's on...
Imperial?
Imperial.
Yeah.
Imperial.
I hope
it's
so.
Imperial. Oh, yeah. The name.
Well, folks, cruise down Imperial Highway from the ocean to Orange County.
Is it Imperial
County?
In, like, between Idaho?
I think it's Imperial and...
You know where I want to go?
It might be Idaho. I don't know.
Idaho, and between Idaho and like Harbor.
I think mm-hmm. Idaho is that street it's on, isn't it? The little side street.
I think so. I think it's the on the corner. Yeah.
You know what? I don't know if Fuddruckers is around anymore, but I would
There's
like to go
Buena
there.
Park.
Yeah.
I think it's closed.
I think it's
is
gone.
It? Oh.
Yeah. Is that the only one, or was there more?
It's on. Oh, Imperial.
That's the only
Burgers.
One I knew of.
Imperial Burgers is close to Imperial and Euclid. I think Cypress
Euclid,
is the next closest.
Yeah. So Idaho.
Okay, Idaho's around there too.
Euclid is Idaho.
Oh, is it?
Uh-huh.
Oh, so it's Euclid and turns into Idaho.
It's further down. You keep grinding down Imperial.
Yeah. If you go down, I think once you hit, is it La Habra? It turns into.
It's by the batting cages, isn't it? Remember the batting cages?
In La Habra?
Yeah.
Oh, the indoor ones?
Yeah. Imperial Burgers by there.
Yeah, kind of. Kind of.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, this is good too.
Imperial Burgers. All right, Wolf. What is this?
Sorry, it's blurry.
Yep.
That's it.
I guess it's on Cypress. It's the street right next to it.
Yeah, on the corner of Cypress and Imperial. Because I think it goes Harbor, Cypress, Euclid.
So if anybody ever goes to Imperial Burger, think of us.
You might see us.
Yeah, we might be popping in there.
Show me. I'm hanging around
we
all
December.
We swear
like we're a celebrity.
Yeah, the last 2 months, you might see us in your burger joint in your area.
Yeah, all those little places have like good pastrami's, good mm-hmm. chicken sandwiches, burgers, everything, fries.
Wait a minute, you said The Habit, right?
That's yeah. a chain.
Okay.
The yeah, Habit's the a chain as well. It's like, I'm going to say it's like In-N-Out. It's like Five Guys, The Habit. They're all like too commercial.
Okay. Well, you asked me if I had it.
Yeah, because you were so excited about Five Guys.
Well, I think Five Guys is a totally different, though.
But it's a commercial restaurant.
It is commercial, but it reminds me because it's, they make it like, to me, like a mom and pop joint, because it's a big old messy burger, and you know, you go to In-N-Out, they're not, you know, most places you go, they're nice and clean. I mean, they're not big like on the commercials, but like In-N-Out, unless you get a four stacker or something, I mean, they're really not that big.
4x4.
Yeah. Yeah, if you get a big old stack of patties, but the burger itself isn't yeah. really that big. Mm-hmm. But you go to Five Guys, now you got to use two hands to hold that thing, you know? Like at a burger joint.
I've only been to Five Guys once.
I've
only been once too, and I've been in love since.
But you haven't gone back.
Yeah, no. So you haven't
returned. I'm longing. Bro, I'm going to long for it.
You know, that's the way Steve loves, you know, only one time.
Yes, mm-hmm. I do it once, and then I just crave it and crave it till I can't take it no more, and then I go get it. All right, let's get out of here.
He hits it quicker, you know.
Yeah, it's getting late.
We're gonna go somewhere. Well, maybe the Golden Knox, because I kind of like that place. But I also mm-hmm. want to be somewhere where there's nobody at.
Oh,
so
brother.
Can you guys find a burger joint where nobody sits there? Well, so
we can
have
go
our
to the Golden Knox in Fullerton. Nobody will be there.
Really? Oh yeah.
ASB. ASB burgers.
I don't know. My map said it was open. So.
Yeah, but then when you scroll down more, it says permanently closed. I don't know. I don't think it would be closed because it's pretty popular there.
There's only one way for you guys to find out is a call.
Take a drive.
I would just call them and say, if they don't answer, it's probably
closed.
Or the phone says, hey, this number is disconnected and no longer in service. You probably know.
There you
know.
Go. Yeah.
All right, guys. Thanks for tuning in today and listening to our show. And I hope it meant something to you the way it should be. And we'll be back on the Day of the Dead. November 2nd. And
come watch
Alyssa, I hope you're here with us.
Come watch Alyssa with the Rose Bowl.
Yes, are you going to paint your face, Eddie and Alyssa?
I don't know.
No. I'll wear a mask.
Can you just wear a mask instead of paint?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. It's probably easier because you got to put all that paint on and stuff.
Eddie, like today's going to wear his Iron Man mask.
Uh-oh. All right. Well, everybody go to our website, them25show.com, for all information and links, like our live stream links and podcast links and everything there
when's
is.
When's the next show?
November 2nd, Eddie.
November 2nd.
Eddie.
Next Thursday, Eddie. You know when it is.
Every Thursday. Eddie's acting like he don't know when we do the show. Yeah. Why?
No,
what's going on, Eddie?
I thought it was a Wednesday.
I know. I thought it was too.
The November 2nd?
No, yeah. Dia de los Muertos.
Okay, so we're going to have a Day of the Dead show. All right. Alyssa's going to bring booze and candy. Eddie's going to bring ice cream.
I even have the little ofrenda from Target that's like sold out.
Ofrenda? What's that?
Offering.
Yeah.
What is
an offering?
It's the offering, like the altar I was saying, like where you put all the everyone's pictures.
Oh,
and
you're going to bring it?
It's a little one. It's a miniature one.
Okay. Well,
and I go like this because it opens like a little house.
Well, you bring that. You'd be set up. Eddie, you bring your ice cream. Alberto, bring a wrong burrito, whatever you're going to get from the burrito track. And what will I bring? What do you guys want me to bring?
Bring yourself.
Okay, Five Guys. That's all I need is
Five Guys hamburger.
Bring your smile.
Five Guys. Bring my smile. Yes. I'll enjoy you guys watching you eat and Alberto all pissed off.
Bring your appetite.
I'll bring my appetite.
It's like what they say. What does a poor person bring to a barbecue?
Themselves. Their appetite. There you go. All right. Let me find the how we get out of here. God, I got so much stuff on here. I got to get rid of it. I don't even know where to go. Okay. We'll see everybody. There it is. We'll see everybody next week. And everybody be safe. And well, Halloween will be over, right?
Yeah.
Yep.
When is Halloween? On the weekend?
On Tuesday.
Oh, okay. Well, Halloween sucks when it's on the weekday, huh?
Uh-huh. Well, I say we should have the next day off.
Yeah, they should. Well, everybody have fun, be safe on Halloween, and watch some scary movies if you can. Hopefully they start putting some scary, the good old classics on. I'm seeing these weird, you know, I go to, is it AMC where they play them all day? And I want to see like the original Halloween, not this new Halloween Rob Zombie shit. And Friday the 13th, the old ones, not the remakes. I'm seeing like Pumpkinhead. I'm seeing like...
You seen Saw?
They hasn't played it on AMC. I haven't seen it.
Saw 10, you haven't?
No, the new one, no. Is it good?
Oh, yeah, I liked it.
Man, I don't know. I like to watch
it. I like it. They get gory.
Yeah, they get really... How do they think of that shit?
Yeah,
it's, you know, when it. I stopped it watching it? I stopped watching it, Eddie, when they were trying to get this key, right? Mm-hmm. And it was in the bottom of a bunch of syringes. I don't know if you remember that, but there was a key he needed to get, right? And then there was this room, and it was like full of syringes needles. With the needles out. And the key was on the bottom of the floor, so he had to get in there and get the key before the timer went up. I'm thinking, and he did it, right? Did he get the key?
I don't remember. But I don't know if I saw that one. There was a couple of them I missed.
I'm like, who thinks of this gross shit? Man, you know, now I'm upset. I got to get out of here. Fix that Saw. I'm not going to watch. Saw 10, is it still, is it ooey?
Yeah, it's really ooey.
Okay. Oh, I like it, but I can't watch, Alyssa. I'm a man, Alyssa, and I don't like
I'm like this. Can I zoom in?
Yeah, you like that stuff.
I do.
Steve likes Hostel. That's a torture porn.
Yeah, that, you know, I can get into it for a while, but then when they get into that shit where they're pulling eyeballs out, I can't handle that. But yeah, that's what I call things like that. I call them ooeys. I can't handle that, Eddie.
You know, Steve's Halloween tradition is watching a Human Centipede.
Oh, I've never even seen that. I don't know if I want to watch that.
Oh my gosh.
I tried to watch a clip.
My kids like that movie.
We're learning a lot about Alyssa, man. She was really excited about that.
What do you think about that? What do you think about when they did the centipede?
Gross. It's gross.
Remember when the guy got a tummy ache?
Ugh. Oh, throw up.
I started to watch like on YouTube because I couldn't find the movie on, I wanted to see if it was like on Netflix or something. I couldn't find it. So I got a little clip where on YouTube, and I started seeing it, and the guy going, "Oh man!" I heard his stomach churning, and I saw the girl's mouth, and I was like, "Oh no!" I turned. I couldn't.
No, because he eats, and then he has to go, and you know he's fighting it,
and that's
then,
what it is.
You know, does she
the
throw
first
up?
One is eating. The well, first she can, one's she eating. Oh, she sewed onto him.
Unless she's shooting it back down the butthole.
I don't know. I didn't. I turned it off when I heard him say, "Oh, my stomach," and I heard it making noise. And she was, her eyes were like this big.
Here's the thing. I'm just like Steve. That's when I went. Yep, enough. That's. I'll read about it on Wikipedia.
Oh my gosh! I don't know if I could sit through that.
I think I actually rented it from Netflix when Netflix used to give you the DVDs.
So okay, if somebody wants to watch the Human Centipede, there's a part two I hear too.
I haven't seen the part two.
There's three?
They made another one.
I've only seen the first one.
Are they stupid? Or, I mean, not like the first one's a Oscar winner, but is it any good?
I don't know.
I haven't seen it.
How do you get to watch these, Alyssa? You know everything. How can people, when they want to watch a Human Centipede, where can they go?
I have no idea. I don't know. I don't know where it's at. I don't know.
Is it on Tubi?
It would probably YouTube or like IMBD. No. Look up there.
How about Tubi? There's a thing called Tubi.
Yeah, Tubi.
Eddie, where can we watch the Human Centipede?
On Tubi.
Really?
Is it Tubi?
No, I'm not sure.
He doesn't know.
Tubi plays a lot of stuff on there that's for free. Yeah, they play a lot of stuff. But I think I'm going to try... Because I've heard of this since we've been doing the show. We've talked about it before, the Human Centipede. And I've only got to the guy when his stomach made a noise and I had to turn it off.
Okay, but you can watch. Oh, you can rent it on Prime Video.
Also, you can if, watch you ha- it, if you have Prime, it's free. I have.
Yeah, look.
Oh, so it's free. Oh, if you have Prime, it's probably free, right?
Sorry, Amazon blurry. Prime? I don't know why it's blurry.
Okay.
Yeah. Prime.
Amazon.
And then AMC Plus.
Okay.
And IFC Films Unlimited.
Okay. So Amazon's my bet. I'm going to try. Yeah, this is going to be my goal before the Day of the Dead, is to watch The Human Centipede. Now, Alyssa, if I get scarred from this, it's your fault. All right, you'll get it. How can you? You like watching that stuff? What did you do when you saw that happen?
I was like, ooh, yuck. That's gross. My goodness.
Did it have it more than once, or was it just a one-time thing?
There's like a line of people sewn together.
I think that's the third one.
So when the guy goes and the girl is behind him, then she eventually goes too and to whoever's behind her. Oh, wait a minute. Who's on the girl's butt?
Another
guy
girl.
Or girl?
Another girl.
Oh, boy.
Because it's the Japanese guy. He's in the front. And then the evil German guy, he captured him and then two American women.
So it just goes on down the line?
That was his plan.
Man, that guy's a sicko, huh? That's yep. Now that's a ooey. Okay. Yep. All right, guys. We'll see you guys
how
on
do you
the day
spell
of
that?
The
that's going to be the show title.
Yeah.
Alyssa, how do you spell ooey?
O-O-E-Y?
Yeah, we're not talking about ooey like a song. We're talking about ooey like a ooey. Like a
O-O-W-E-Y?
We used to say ooey in my family like, oh, that's a ooey. Like, that's ooh. Like it makes you shiver. It makes you...
Like Osco.
Like Costco? Like it's just like
Osco, like it's gross.
Yeah, like it's something like, scary or ooey or gross. I don't know. Look up urban... Well, not urban. I don't know. Okay, we'll see everybody next Thursday. Be safe. Until then, be
bye.
Good. Bye-bye.
Face stupid reality again.